From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama is calling the capture by insurgents of two major cities in Iraq an emergency and says the administration is working around the clock to decide the best way to help. NPR's Scott Horsley reports that could possibly include short-term military action.
The White House says President Obama is not considering sending U.S. ground troops back into Iraq, but other military options are being actively considered. Obama says he hasn't ruled anything out when it comes to preventing the insurgent forces in Iraq from gaining a permanent foothold.
Iraq's going to need more help. It's going to need more help from us, and it's going to need more help from the international community.
The White House brushed off criticism from congressional Republicans that it's been slow to respond to the situation in Iraq. Obama says ultimately the conflict will require a political resolution among Iraq's Sunni and Shiite Muslims, including concessions from the Shiite-dominated government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is slated to arrive back in the U.S. after midnight tonight. He's being flown to an Army medical center in San Antonio from Germany. But NPR's Craig Windham reports the controversy surrounding the administration's swap of five Taliban detainees for Bergdahl shows no sign of subsiding.
Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel defended the deal in testimony before a House panel.
We did what we believed was in the best interest of our country, our military, and Sergeant Bergdahl.
He says prisoner swaps are part of what he called the dirty business of war. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Martin Dempsey, says the deal was probably the last best opportunity to free Bergdahl. But House Speaker John Boehner has a different view.
They are dead wrong on this issue.
He and other GOP lawmakers accused the administration of negotiating with terrorists. But Hagel says the deal was arranged by the government of Qatar in talks with the Afghan Taliban, which the U.S. does not regard as a terrorist group. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson said today the government is providing humanitarian aid to immigrant children caught trying to flee across the border, in some cases without their parents. But Johnson also said parents who think they may be sending their kids to a better life in the U.S. need to realize the dangers involved.
It is not safe. It is not a desirable situation. And I would encourage no parent to send their child or send for their child through this process.
More than 47,000 children have been apprehended at the Mexican border since the start of the current fiscal year in October. Johnson says those who are believed to have entered the country illegally will be deported regardless of their age. Shares in some of the major U.S. airlines fell for a second straight day amid rising oil prices. Some analysts worry could result in falling profits. Oil prices spiked to a three-month high today amid the worst fighting in Iraq since the U.S. troop withdrawal in 2011. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 109 points to 16,734. The Nasdaq was down 34 points. The S&P 500 lost 13 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. The government of Sierra Leone is announcing a state of emergency in the Calhoun district following an outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus there that has now claimed at least 17 lives. According to government figures released today, there have been at least 48 confirmed cases of the disease and another 122 suspected cases in the area near the border with Liberia. According to the government statement, schools will be closed to minimize transmission and public gatherings will be banned. Ford Motor Company will lower the fuel economy rating on six of its cars from the 2014 model year due to a computer modeling mistake. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton explains, the changes affect about 200,000 cars in the U.S.
The cars include the 2014 C-Max, Fusion, and MKZ hybrids. The change drops the C-Max from 43 to 40 miles per gallon, the Fusion from 47 to 42, and the MKZ from 45 to 38. Ford will also reduce the fuel economy number for most versions of the 2014 Fiesta, as well as its plug-in hybrids. Raj Nair is Ford's head of global product development.
As you know, fuel economy is very important to our customers and to us. This was our mistake, plain and simple, and we apologize to our customers for it.
Ford will send checks to affected customers for the difference between the previous and revised ratings. The company will also change its testing procedures for future cars. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samuelton.
When it comes to potentially dangerous activities like smoking, having sex, or getting involved in fights, statistics show fewer teens are engaging in those behaviors. That's based on a 2013 study conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Just 15.7% of teens said they smoked. Just under 47% reported having sex. Over more reported texting while driving. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.